Let's just turn in our Bibles, please, to the book of Romans and the chapter 5. Just want to leave a verse of Scripture with you. Romans chapter 5 and the verse 12, we read these words. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. It really is a summary of the Genesis 3 account of the fall in the garden when God created Adam, which means one blood or mankind. And in the creation of Adam in the Garden of Eden, he gave him one simple command, and that was he was not to eat of the forbidden tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. I do believe in my heart that Adam was in what is known as a probation period. I don't know whether it would be 40 days or 40 weeks or 40 years, but the number 40 in Scripture is the number of probation. But I have no doubt whatsoever if Adam had remained in the perfect state and not sinned against God, Adam would have lived in that perfect state forever. But he was in the garden. He wasn't a robot. And God gave him a command. He was a moral being. He had free will. And he could exercise that free will in obedience to God, or he could choose to disobey God. And many of us would be familiar with the story of Genesis 3, the entrance of sin into the world and the extent of sin upon mankind. It's forgotten today among our children and our young people. It's very rarely taught in Sunday school. Genesis is the book of beginnings. It's where it all happened. If you want to know where this world came from, how it came into existence, why there's sin, misery, and death, and pain, and sorrow in this world, many people blame God. Let me tell you, God is not to blame. You know the one to blame, it's Adam. Adam brought this sin into the world, this misery, this pain. He brought death into the world when he sinned against God. And did you know, listen to this, that you were there in the garden? You say, that is an impossibility. All those thousands, and by the way, it's not millions of years ago. We have a very young earth, about 12,000 years of age. That's all the age of the earth. The global flood of Noah changed the whole landscape of planet Earth. The Grand Canyon came as a direct result of Noah's flood. Did you know that the Giant's Causeway was not a period of evolution over millions of years? Neither was it Finn McCool lifting a large chunk out of the Loch Ness and casting it elsewhere. It came out of Noah's flood. I believe the Mourne Mountains were shaped out of Noah's flood. If Adam was alive today, or even Noah, he wouldn't recognize the earth. Completely changed. However, Adam brought in sin and misery to this world. And the Bible says, as by, listen to it, one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And all will die because all have sinned. It's a little summary of Genesis 3. And I just want you to keep that in mind as we ask help from God. I'm going to deal with that coronavirus tonight. I'm not going to preach as an expert, because I'm not. Even the experts aren't experts. They don't even know much about it, so they can't be expert. But there are those who are looking into it, and they're baffled, and there is no vaccine, and they're struggling to find one, and they reckon it could be a year to 18 months, these experiments that they're doing on animals at the present time, in order to find a vaccine for the coronavirus. I want to preach on that subject and topic tonight and get it onto the internet, especially in the gospel. So let us all pray. Father in heaven, we humbly ask as we embark upon the business of preaching, taking up this special subject, dealing with it in the gospel, drawing the parallel and the striking comparison between the spread of the coronavirus and the entrance and extent of sin in this world. And we pray, O God, that those links will be seen by individuals and they will recognize, Lord, that there is an infection that's far greater than anything else known in this world, sin in the human heart. And to this end, I pray for the help of those who hear, that thou wouldst give to them that help they need. Take away every distraction, every wandering thought. Shut us in with thyself just now, and give to me thy servant, I humbly beseech thee, the infilling of thy Holy Spirit, that mighty Lord, endowment of power from on high. I pray for that baptism of fire. I ask, Lord, for that special anointing to preach. I pray, O God, that I might stand now before thee, cleansed by precious blood, and now infilled with thy Spirit. Father, the Lord Jesus Christ said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to them that ask him. And publicly, Lord, I stand as a candidate for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I cry to thee for that infilling of thy Holy Spirit with wisdom and power, that I might rightly divide the word of truth, that I might exalt and honor and glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. So to this end, Father, hear and answer prayer, and in answer to our cry, we beseech thee, save the lost, restore the backslider, revive the church, and Father, glorify thy dear Son. And the people of God said, Amen. The World Health Organization, WHO, or WHO as they are known, has declared a global health emergency. In other words, there is a new infectious disease that has now begun on this earth. And the World Health Organization that study the diseases, they follow, they monitor all the viruses. They are individuals who will enter into any country, and they will discover the origin, the source of those viruses, and they will make sure, whether it's an epidemic, that it doesn't become a pandemic that is spreading throughout the entire earth. Many of us would remember the SARS virus, the MERS virus, all of those Asian viruses that broke out. We know that some of them came from animals, that is, camels. And the Arabs with their camels, they were able to take those viruses and they spread them. And there was a serious amount of deaths. And they were able to find a vaccine very quickly for those viruses. And it didn't become the pandemic that everybody thought it might be. But the coronavirus, or COVID-19, simply coronavirus disease 2019, for that's when it was discovered last December in China. We know that it has at present killed some 2,996 individuals. And by the way, those figures are accurate as of the 1st of March, which is today, 2020. I do believe that they're going to increase. They tell us that there are individuals now who perhaps don't even know they have the virus. They could be carrying it for between 10 and 14 days. People can be affected in various ways. I know there is, in certain places, there are measures taken. I know there are churches in Northern Ireland, for instance, and they have chosen not to shake hands. Well, I'm not going that far. I will go to the door. And I would certainly understand, if you don't want to shake hands with me, I'll not fall out with you. And I'll not get cross with you. If you feel you can just want a fist pump, that's fine. If you don't want to get the cold, the flu, or the coronavirus. And people are taking measures. These little masks are sold out, and they can't get them now because people are becoming concerned, and they're telling us that the mask is no good, really, and so on and so on. And it's passed on. You can be within 3 feet of an individual, and through sneezing, coughing, and little droplets in the air, you don't have to touch, although someone could touch the handle of a door, someone could touch the rail on a bus, and so on and so on. It's nearly impossible to contain a virus like that. Not only is it airborne, but it's lying about, and you could touch it at any time. It gets to the stage where I do believe it becomes a pandemic, and I'm not using scare tactics, they will close down public meetings like this. The schools will be closed. Did I hear an amen to that, children? No? And the churches will be closed as well. Public gatherings. I don't know how they'll work the shops. I don't know how they'll work the supermarkets. You might do your own online shopping. I don't know how they'll work the workplaces and so on and so on. But there will be restrictions. And there's no vaccine. So this could spiral out of control. They cannot cure this virus. They can only treat the symptoms, give you an antibiotic, make you comfortable, give you some pain relief and relieve some of the symptoms. But they don't have the actual vaccine. They tell us that a total, and the figures rising, of 77,150 cases of infection have been reported on mainland China. And whether you can trust these nations, I personally could not trust any of those nations to give out the proper figures. Iran have said there are about 3 dead. If you wanted to add another 10,000 to that, I'm sure you'll be closer to the figure. They will not tell us. They will not be honest. There are individuals and countries that are not telling the World Health Organization what's going on in their country. And the Americans, who are warmongers, and hope you're not an American tonight, but they are a war nation. And I listened to a Senate addressing a little subcommittee of the Senate in Washington. And he stated clearly that the origin of the virus came, and I'm only saying what he said. And I know I'm going out live on the internet, and there might be people who want to take me to task on this, but I'm only quoting, and I have the video, I have the proof, I have the evidence, and I'm only quoting what he said, and I'm not saying it's true. Now, you know where I'm coming from. And he said it started in some of the viral laboratories in China, where they're experimenting with viral warfare. And they're trying to unleash upon certain countries. So long as that nation has the vaccine, they can have viral warfare. And he's adamant that that's the source of it. And he brought his own report to the subcommittee of the Senate in Washington. And I listened to it, watched it. It's gone live. You can listen to it yourself. So we're not making it up. Now, we can't say that is the truth. We can't say that for sure. But that's certainly what they believe. But I will say this. Nearly 88,000 cases have been reported globally. So it's moving far beyond the borders of China. It's moving now into the entire earth. There's hardly a country that's not touched. Even Northern Ireland has had now its cases of the coronavirus. Deaths have been confirmed. I told you the latest figures are 2,996. And just to give you a little comparison so you don't get scared, the common flu globally, annually, kills between 300,000 and 700,000 people. The common flu, there's hardly a word about that. It kills annually between 300,000 and 700,000 individuals annually. Now, the coronavirus hasn't reached that proportion. However, it has a greater potential than the common flu. That's why it's important that as a Christian you pray that there will be a vaccine to treat that disease and that virus. They also tell us that deaths now have been confirmed in many, many countries. Hong Kong, the Philippines, Japan, and France, Taiwan, South Korea. In fact, they are now bringing up a sect or a cult. There's this church in South Korea. And they have had the coronavirus for a long time, and they've spread it into the country. And they would not even let anyone come in to examine. And as a result of that, the South Korean government are now taking up the leaders of that cult. And by the way, the leader of that cult claims that he is Jesus Christ, that he is the Messiah. Did you know that? And the South Korean government are taking those leaders in that church up for murder, for the murder of the citizens of South Korea, because they said they were responsible for bringing the coronavirus into their country. And then they were not being treated, and they would not allow themselves to be treated for the symptoms of that virus. That is the isolation period, and so on and so on. Chinese authorities are still trying to determine the origin of the virus. They know now that it's traced to a city in Hubei. Hopefully that's how you pronounce it, for I don't know Chinese too well. I'm sure you'll agree. And it's in a place called Wuhan. It's a city, an eastern city in China. And they've traced it to a seafood market. And it's not coming from the seafood. It's coming from the trafficking of illegal animals, the pangolin and the bat and the snake. The 3 main culprits of the coronavirus are bats, the pangolin, and the snake. I personally believe it's the bat. For this reason, Their droppings fall to the ground. They carry more viruses than any other creature on God's earth, and that's even the female rat. Why do I say a female? I hope I've got this right. The female rat has no, sorry ladies, the female rat has no bladder. Continually urinates in its tail. Some of the most infectious parts of the rat in this world. But I think it's the bat and the pangolin on the forest floor sniffing around picks up the virus from the bat droppings. And the snake crawling on the ground, there's your culprits, but I think the original source is the bat. More viruses on the bat than any other creature on God's earth. But the snake, the pangolin, and the bat, you're not far from the source when you're looking at those three animals. And they are the main trafficked animals in that seafood market in Wuhan. And already there has been deaths in that place, and we don't have the official figures. But we know this, that on February 7th this year, 2020, Chinese researchers said the virus could have spread from animals to humans. But they know full well that's how it happened. They know exactly where it happened. Their whole energies in their country is centered on that seafood market. It's centered on those stall holders and those people who were trafficking those animals, the pangolin especially, the bat and the snake. Very interesting. Thousands of new cases are being reported every single day. However, the analysts believe the true scale is 10 times worse than what you're hearing. There's what is known as a worldometer. Do you know what that is? A worldometer. It simply means you can go on to this website and it literally will give you, for this day, everything you need to know. It monitors the deaths, the cases of everything you need to know. And it will tell us that today, 2,996, and that was this afternoon. By tonight, by tomorrow, that will shift, that will move up. It's literally like watching the world's population. You can go onto a website, you can look at it, the world's population. You can literally see it climbing as you're watching. You can see it growing as you're watching. And of course, that takes in known deaths as well as known births. Outbreaks have now occurred of the coronavirus in South Korea. It's also in Italy, you know all about that. Iran, Thailand, Japan, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Colombia, Sudan, Brazil, Ukraine, the Canary Islands, we know that. There's the hotel in Costa Adachi. And anybody who's planned, and I know that it is a popular destination for people in Northern Ireland. I go to Tenerife most years, and people are getting worried. And in Costa Adachi, that hotel, and it's called on the news a hotel from hell. And they're not allowed to leave the hotel. They're not allowed to do anything, and they're stuck in their rooms, and they have to be there in an isolation period for at least 2 weeks. It's spreading into the Commonwealth countries as well, in Australia and the Canada and the United States as well. And it's also come to the United Kingdom, and there are reports of individual schools that were closed in our province because individuals had been to some of these countries where the coronavirus is spreading. It is becoming a pandemic. A pandemic is the name for a virus that is literally out of control, and it is spreading on a global sense. An epidemic simply means it's localized. If it was an epidemic, it would be localized to that seafood market in the city of Wuhan. 11 million people in that city. And then the province of Hubei, where there could be millions more. But it's not an epidemic. It has moved beyond the borders of China, and it has now become what is known as a pandemic. It literally means an infectious disease that threatens different parts of the world simultaneously, that it's breaking out everywhere. And so it is. The coronavirus has the potential to become a killer disease. I think it's a myth to say that it only attacks the elderly. I said that to a man last night, jokingly. It was a minister, Reverend Andrew Patterson. And I says, you know that virus attacks the elderly, you know. He says, does it? I says, you need to be careful. He just looked at me. No, it actually says we need to be careful. But it doesn't. It can attack young people, children. It can attack those in the prime of their life. It's no respect of persons. And some people might say, well, it's only the elderly die. It's not. It certainly isn't. It attacks the whole respiratory system. I'm not a doctor to go into all the symptoms of the coronavirus, but we know this, that it is an infectious and it is a potentially dangerous and deadly disease. In fact, they have told us there's no known virus on planet Earth. And they are working very hard. Some countries say they have actually got a virus that will destroy coronavirus. A vaccine. But the problem is this, they don't know the side effects. They can't release it into the world. They have to practice, experiment on animals before they can release the vaccine. And therefore, it could take a year minimum, or it could take 18 months. I believe the latter will be the case. It has to be tried first. They can't release a vaccine that has never been tested. They don't know what the side effects of this vaccine will be. It's a new virus. It's attacking the earth. I don't believe that it has biblical proportions. I don't believe it figures in biblical prophecy, as some foolish people are saying. I don't believe it relates to Revelation 6. I don't believe that for one moment. But I say this, the coronavirus is something that the World Health Organization have said, I quote, that every country in the world must prepare for one of the most serious infections known to mankind. And I repeat, remember, there is no vaccine for this coronavirus or COVID-19. But friend, can I say something to you? Can I say something to our internet listeners? To any who will receive a copy of the CD of this message? That there is another infection, if I could use that word, far worse than the coronavirus. Far worse than any other infectious disease that has been known to mankind. And there's not a word about it from the World Health Organization. There's not a government in the world that have set themselves to put it right. And it's sin in the human heart. It has affected all of mankind. It is the only true pandemic that is known to mankind, and it is the entrance of sin. And guess what? We know the origin of it. We know the source of it. We can trace it back to the beginning of time and to our first parent, Adam, when he stood before God and he disobeyed the Lord and he sinned against God and he plunged you and me into a state of misery and sin. And Adam sinning against God, he passed sin on the entire human race. He has done more to this world in that sense for evil and wickedness and for this the infectious disease of sin than any other virus would ever do. And it's affected everyone. And guess what? There's no known cure within man or within government that can deal with sin. And I want to say to you, trial and affliction will never cure sin. I want to say to you, riches and honor will never soften sin's blow and its death knell in your heart and mine. Imprisonment and punishment will never purify and cleanse away sin. Education and culture will not master sin. Religion and reformation will not destroy it, and it will not better it. There is no known agent or vaccine, if we can use these terms, just complying with what we're saying, known to mankind, except the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'll not labor the introduction, I've gone too far. But I want now to come to the body of the message and say to you that there is a striking comparison between the coronavirus and the entrance and extent of sin in the human race. Think first of all, the coronavirus, its cause. The first outbreak of the coronavirus was detected on the 31st of December 2019 in a seafood market in Wuhan, a city in eastern China, where wild animals, including marmots, Birds, rabbits, pangolins, bats, snakes were all traded illegally. The coronavirus is known as the, by the way, there are coronaviruses in the world. They have vaccines for them. It's a new strain. That's all it is. It's a new strain of the coronavirus. That's all it is. And it's known to jump from animals to humans, to move from one species to another. On this occasion, it is thought to have infected the stall holders in that seafood market in Wuhan. And therefore, they carried it to their family and their friends. And they spread it throughout that entire city and that entire province and right into mainland China. And then it began to cross the border into Iran and other places as well. And right across the globe now. And there's hardly a country in the world that hasn't been affected with coronavirus or COVID-19. Initial analysis of the virus causes COVID-19 suggested it was very similar to viruses seen in bats, in pangolins, and in snakes. Now, could I just say to you, is it not interesting? I find it very interesting that one of the main suspects and one of the main culprits for the coronavirus is a snake. It's a snake. Go back to the Genesis account, and it's a serpent. It's the serpent that tempted Eve. And Eve tempted her husband. And both of them sinned against God. And you can see the infectious disease of sin began with the tempter, the serpent, the snake, and passed it on by way of temptation, causing Adam and Eve to disbelieve God, hath God said, and then to outrightly deny the command of God. Thou shalt not die. And God knows when you take this, that you'll be like him, and that you will be a god. And they saw that the fruit was pleasing to the eye, and they took of the fruit, and they ate, and they saw their nakedness, and they hid themselves. And God comes walking in the cool of the evening, and he calls Adam, 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 where art thou? And he was hiding. And God exposed his sin, and he turned to the snake, and he says, for this, you'll crawl on your belly. That's exactly what it's done. I believe it's picked up the virus from the droppings of the bat, along with those other animals as well. But it's very interesting that the snake is one of the culprits. It's one of the main suspects. And I say to you, that's exactly how sin came into this world. That's why there's death today. That's why there's misery today. That's why there's addiction today. That's why there's pain and heartache. That's why there's trouble and sorrow in this world. That's why there's misery. That's why there's depression today. Because of the results of sin brought into this world by our first parent. And guess what? In bringing in that sin, he also brought in death. The wages of sin is death. The Bible says, as by one man, our text, death, our sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, because all have sinned. And sin is a real evil. It is a failure to be right with God. It is an imperfection in man, and it's more than that. It is a moral evil. In other words, sin puts us entirely at odds with God. It puts us out of fellowship with God. Do you know what sin does, my friend? Listen to it. You know what sin does? Sin shuts you out of heaven, bars you from eternal life with God, and sin separates you from your Maker God. And sin, if it's not forgiven and cleansed by the precious blood of Christ, will bring that soul down into hell itself, where you'll be lost for all eternity. And listen, we need to talk about sin today. Society will tell us a little flaw in your character. They will tell us that when people have addictions, it's a disease. And I'll tell you this, if it's a disease, what's the medical cure? Why don't they find a cure for the disease of sin? Because it's not a disease as such. It is a moral evil. It is a universal evil. It's a real evil. And it is, I believe, a judicial evil. That is, it must be punished. It cannot go unpunished. God must punish sin. And we need to talk about sin. Dr. Wilbur Chapman, he was a great preacher. He read the illustration from a distinguished minister in Australia. And he quotes Dr. Wilbur Chapman, quoting Dr. Howard. And Dr. Howard was preaching. And he was preaching on sin. And after the meeting, one of his men called him into the little room and he says, Dr. Howard, I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you about your preaching. And here's what he said to Dr. Howard. He says, I want to tell you that your preaching on sin is not acceptable in this place. You're going to cause young people to think about those things. You're going to offend people in this church. And I don't want you, and neither do other people, we don't want you preaching the way you are. And you're always talking about sin and dealing with sin. And you're always highlighting sin. And we want you to stop. And Dr. Howard just looked at him. And I don't know what room he went into, but there was a bottle, strychnine, that had in red writing the word poison on it. And he says, friend, let me tell you what you've asked me to do. Now watch this. And he took the bottle down and he says, you see that bottle? What does it say? Strychnine. What's written on it in bold red letters? The word what? Poison. Poison. Now here's what you're asking me to do, friend. You're asking me to take this label off, strychnine, which is poison, and to put on, let's say, essence of peppermint, and then to put it on the shelf. And someone might think that the label's a little milder. It doesn't say poison. It says essence of peppermint. And they might take it down and they might even use it. And you're asking me to water down my preaching on sin. And someone might believe that it's okay. And that they're not accountable. And they don't have to answer to God. And sin will not be the death knell for them. And somehow they will not be lost. They will not perish. In other words, he was saying, the milder you make the label, the more dangerous it is. And I don't want to deceive people. I want to tell them the truth about sin. And friends, listen to me. We need not fear talking about sin so long as we have an eye to the cross and the finished work of Calvary and the precious shed blood of the Lamb. We should never be afraid to talk about sin. You should not be afraid to face up to your sin tonight. And if you were to come after this meeting and speak to me and you say, I need to talk to you about my life. My life is ruined. My life has been destroyed by sin. Listen, you need not fear to talk about those things. Why? Because we will have an eye to the cross, the place where God has dealt with sin, where sin has met its master through the finished work and precious shed blood of Christ. The coronavirus then, its cause. Secondly, and very quickly, the coronavirus, its contamination. You see, the coronavirus is known as what is known as an emerging virus. You know what that means? It means it's a disease or a virus that experts do not know much about. That's why they can't stop its contamination. They will tell you to do all these procedures. That is nothing new. Washing your hands, general hygiene. You go into hospitals today, that's exactly what you will do. That is the practice. You look at doctors and nurses. They will even show you how to wash your hands. And whenever you get the suds, how to do the back of your hands and to do the back, the wrists. They will do the thumbs. And if you've got rings on, you can take them off. Although I would need a knife to take that on. I put a bit of weight on from when I first got married. And I try to wash in behind that. And they will tell you then they will do this to scrub the back of your nails, to make sure your nails, you've got to rub your two hands like that to make sure your nails are cleaned and then rinse them. And people just go in and they think they can just throw it under the tap and that's it and wipe it and away they go. That's not proper. So all they're doing is exercising proper hygiene that has been the case for years upon years upon years. And there's nothing new. They don't know what to do. It's what is known as an emerging virus or an emerging disease. However, it seems to be spreading easily and can be turned the most contagious virus in the earth at this present time. No one is exempt from it. It contaminates every single thing and it contaminates every single person. You only have to be within 3 feet of a person. You only have to be within reach of a few inches of the virus, little droplets. Somebody could sneeze tonight if they have coronavirus. I don't believe you have, by the way. And in sneezing, You could just put little droplets into the air that someone could take them in, and you're infected. So contagious. What a picture of sin, men and women. Can I say something to you? Sin is a universal evil. It is a pandemic among mankind in every generation. And in fact, it affects the entire human race. The Bible says, for there's no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells me there's not a just man upon the earth which sinneth not. There's none righteous, no, not one. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, I am the truth, said, there is none good, no, not one. And in Romans chapter 3, you have God's verdict under inspiration. The Apostle Paul gives us God's verdict on sin, and I haven't time to go through it all. But sin is not just a little mistake, a little flaw. It's not something you can sweep under the carpet. It's not something you can ignore. No, sin. Sin took man from the garden of paradise into the wilderness of death and despair. It has taken away every good thing that God intended for you and for me in creating us and placing us upon planet earth. Sin has robbed us of heaven and eternal life. Sin has destroyed our relationship with our Maker. Sin has caused us to turn our backs on our Maker and our faces toward a lost sinner's hell. Sin drives us on the road to destruction. Sin cannot be mastered. Sin cannot be conquered, and you cannot stop the onward march of sin in your life. And sin will bring forth death. It's already brought forth spiritual death. You're cut off from the life enjoyment of God. It will bring physical death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18:20. And furthermore, it will bring the second death, eternal death, that is a lost soul in the lake of fire that burneth forever and ever. Now, it's important that you know that there's only one remedy for sin. I think that would lead me nicely to my final thought, and it's this. The coronavirus, its cure. I told you there's no known virus for it, or vaccine. But they are working, and some believe they have one. But currently there's no vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The best way, we're told, is to prevent any illness is to avoid being exposed to the virus. And if you feel you have it, you are to dial a certain number and you're to stay in your house and you're to go nowhere. I'm not sure if you saw the news just there last week. It showed you exactly what you must do. It showed you the very hospital that you're to go to. It shows you how you're to do it. You're not even to go into the hospital. You drive up in the car. You let them know where you are. And then they come out, two nurses. And they come out with their masks on and all their gear on, their aprons and their gloves. And they take a swab of your mouth and your nostrils. And they go away and you drive home again. And you're not allowed out of your house or come into contact with any individual. You're isolated and you're cut off from society. Can I tell you something? That's the end result of sin. Cut off from the land of the living. In the blackness of darkness for hell. Isolated from God and good for all eternity. So I say to you, as regards sin, there is hope. As regards the coronavirus, there's no vaccine. But as regards sin, a greater infection, aren't you glad tonight there's a remedy, there's a cure? And it's in the precious blood of Christ. The blood of Christ represents His sinlessly perfect life. It represents that lovely life poured out in death. When we speak of the shedding of the blood, we mean the pouring out of the life of Christ in sacrificial death for sinners like you and me. On the cruel cross of Calvary, Christ took your place and mine. He died the just for the unjust to bring you to God. He died as a substitute on His body, which is sinlessly perfect. All your sin, all my sin, was taken by the hand of a holy and just God, and it was laid on His body, and He bore the just punishment and the severe wrath of God for your sin, that you might be saved, your sins might be forgiven, you might have peace with God. And the work is complete, sinner. Christ has paid it all. He purchased the gift of eternal life. He rose from the dead. The Bible tells us that in our reading. He was delivered for our offenses, raised for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Savior for sinners. He's the Redeemer of God's elect. He's the only hope for mankind. He's the only one who can cleanse and put away your sin. And His blood alone can cleanse a lifetime of sin. So no matter who you are, no matter what sin you have been involved in, no matter how bad you feel before God or how guilty you feel, listen to me. You're not too far away. You're not too deep down. You're not too bad that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse away your sin. And Christ can give you peace with God. But you know, the Lord says, I came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. If you're sick, what will you do? You'll go to the doctor. If you feel at any time that you have something wrong with you, you will make sure that you make an appointment with a GP, and if the GP fears that you've got some serious problem, he will make an appointment with a consultant. And whether it's a year or 2 years or 6 months, you will get your appointment. You see, they that be whole need not a physician. They're individuals who don't even know they've got COVID-19. Don't even know it. In fact, the period between contacting the disease and giving forth its symptoms could be 2 weeks. Individuals on this earth who don't even know they have that disease and that infection. The men and women who don't even know they're sinners. Don't even know that they're infected by sin. And they're dying and they're perishing and they're lost and they're on their way to hell. That's why they never seek a physician. Once a sinner realizes that they have sinned against God, then they look to Christ. You see, the Lord says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And then he gave this little parabolic saying. He says, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And to men and women and young people, boys and girls, sin sick tonight, there is a healing balm in Gilead. There's the skillful hand of the physician there. And all you've got to do is come. Confessing your sin, repenting of your sin and believing Christ died for you, and then receive him by faith into your heart and ask him to put away your sin, forgive your sin, and cleanse your sin in his precious blood. He will do that, and he'll do it tonight. We need not fear to face up to sin tonight, so long as we have an eye to Calvary and to the finished work and precious blood of Christ. This man receiveth sinners. Come. What a welcome. But there's room. There's room at the cross for you. Let's bow in prayer.